Welcome and thank you for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread on the 17th of March 2023. The Bible reading today is Jeremiah 23:23-29. Am I only a God nearby, declares the Lord, and not a God far away? Who can hide in secret places so I cannot see them, declares the Lord? Do I not fill heaven and earth, declares the Lord? I have heard what the prophets say who prophesy lies in my name. They say, I had a dream, I had a dream. How long will this continue in the hearts of these lying prophets who prophesy the delusions of their own minds? They think the dreams they tell one another will make people forget my name, just as their ancestors forgot my name through Baal worship. Let the prophet who has a dream recount the dream, but let the one who has my word speak it faithfully. For what has straw to do with grain, declares the Lord? Is not my word like fire, declares the Lord, and like a hammer that breaks a rock in pieces? Today's article, titled Everywhere, was written by Chris Whale. Stories abound about St. Patrick, including the tale of him driving out all the snakes from Ireland. But these legends, written long after his death, are most likely entertaining tales. Yet what we do know about this 5th century man of God is remarkable. Despite having been a captive in Ireland for 6 years, Patrick later obeyed the Lord's calling to return and preach the gospel there. Daily, I expect to be murdered or betrayed or reduced to slavery if the occasion arises, he wrote. But I fear nothing. I have cast myself in the hands of Almighty God, who reigns everywhere. Knowing that God reigns everywhere reassures us, especially in times of trial. God spoke this message to his people in Jerusalem when they were under threat. Within their camp, their leaders were corrupt, and the prophets were making up visions from God. On the horizon lay the threat of Babylon's army. Yet God declared himself to be nearby, despite the corrupt leaders, and far away, despite Babylon's power. Do I not fill heaven and earth? God asked them. God still reigns everywhere. We might be experiencing trials and hardship, but we can take courage in God's promise that he reigns over everything. In all the situations we'll encounter today, we know he is still our King, and that he will exercise his love and saving grace. Let's pray. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that you reign over me and over the whole world. Help me to serve you and to partner with you in extending your love and goodness. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name is Andrew, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.